ABC Radio Australia.
Well, questions are being raised about the quality of training Vanuatu medical students are receiving in Cuba, with one former student claiming some are returning home without even knowing how to insert an IV drip. More than 30 Vanuatu medical students have been sent to the Latin American nation over the past decade, and many more have done so from other Pacific countries like Solomon Islands, Kiribati and Nauru. Here's Mavuku Tokona of the Daily Post in Vanuatu with more.
Vanuatu already suffers a severe lack of trained doctors and nurses, with many remote islands and even provincial headquarters without qualified staff. So Cuba's offer to help train the country's next generation of medical professionals goes some way to help address that. The government says more than 30 doctors have been trained through the program since it started in 2008. But the chairman of the internship program, Dr. Tony Harry, says graduates who've returned have lacked basic clinical expertise. He's told us that on return from Cuba, graduates complete a two-year internship.
If they don't pass their internship assessment and other tests, they stay at phase one until they do.
Dr. Harry says students failing those tests is costly to the hospital and the government.
An average number of doctors are still doing their first-year internship since 2016 from Cuba and China. If someone doesn't make it, where will he or she go?
A former student who's now completing his internship at Villa Central Hospital, who wants to remain anonymous, agrees. He's reported that they were given 9 months to learn Spanish, and if they failed, they would have to return home. On top of that, he claims their ward rounds were crowded with too many students, making it difficult for them to take the theory lessons and implement them into their practical training.
It's true in studies in Cuba that Vanuatu government wants us to do hands-on, but there are too many students, so it makes it difficult to have a hands-on approach. It's crowded. To have a hands-on approach, you need to push yourself in. We do ward rounds. There are a lot of us. Sometimes we can't hear things properly.
But it's not the first time concerns have been raised about the quality of training students receive in Cuba. 3 years ago, a Tuvalu government training officer said they'd found doctors trained in Cuba lacked practical and communication skills when they return home, struggling with tasks like completing prescriptions and putting IVs in patients. The Solomon Islands also suspended its program with Cuba because of concerns about the students' skills on return. But back in Vanuatu, the medical intern says they're coping despite the challenges he and his colleagues face with their practical know-how. The man in charge at the Villa Central Hospital agrees. Hospital Superintendent Dr. Santos Wari says he's aware of the complaints about the Cuban graduates, but says the Cuban program is essential to help stem Vanuatu's doctor shortage.
The issue here is the number of doctors that come in to be employed under the Ministry of Health, you know, the required number that the program needs to deliver services in the country, does not meet the required number. And when the opportunity came for there's another option in Cuba, and that the medical training there is free, and I think that's where the decision came, that we make use of that opportunity. So at the moment, we have about 40 young doctors, and most of them actually were trained in Cuba. Around that, I think the issue here is, like I said, we must understand that issue and we should train them. We should train them well under the internship program. We should provide appropriate mentorship and coaching.
Dr. Wari says he acknowledges the issues faced by the graduates, but says the government is committed to the deal, which should see the next group of students leave for Cuba at the end of the year.